Early Bird, written by Christina Curtin, September 10th, 2025. Being basically responsible for six people's schedules means I'm guaranteed to mess things up now and then. There are a lot of balls in the air. Doctors, dentists, orthodontists, physical therapists, school events, work schedules, sports, the list goes on and on. The law of averages says I screw up timing or days at least 5 times a year. My family does get irritated at me, but this is one area in my life where I honestly don't give a fuck. Listen, if you had to keep track of all the crap my brain has to keep track of, you'd fail now and again too. I refuse to let guilt seep into this particular corner of my life. I accept my failures graciously in this area. Some things I'll self-reflect on endlessly, like conversations that I will replay over and over again in my head, wishing I'd said this instead of that, or wondering how the other person perceived my tone. But my inability to consistently get my entire family's schedule right isn't something I'm gonna lose sleep over. When you overload the system, sometimes you're gonna get a mistake. Case in point, this past Sunday, Scarlett had a soccer game at 1 o'clock. My work calendar said this, the refrigerator calendar, color-coded in red to reflect Scarlett's commitments, confirmed one as well. Both of these manual entries by me, to be clear. Her core soccer schedule is actually maintained in an app on my phone that only I have access to. This calendar does not sync to anything, so if changes occur, that's on me to reflect it in our other calendars. So we planned the day accordingly with the 1 p.m. game time as our target. Doing parent math, we rushed back from church to be home by 11:30 so we could leave the house in time to get Scar to the fields by 12. Vince took her so I could stay home with the younger two. They had already sat at the fields the day before, and I made the executive decision to keep them home. It was supposed to be hot, and Marina needed a nap. Life 360 showed her arrival time at 12:15. I tried. We got back from church a few minutes before 11:30, but she, of course, was not fully ready. I had to call home from church at 10:30 to wake her up because child does not respond to her alarms. But in retrospect, I probably should have called 15 minutes earlier. Her get-ready routine for soccer isn't what I'd call quick. I don't understand why it takes girls so long to get ready nowadays for sports. You are going to sweat and look like a train wreck. Why put in so much effort? To this, Scar always tells me, look good, feel good, play good, Mom. And she's way more athletic than I ever was, so I guess she knows more than me. But still, despite the 50 minutes she had to get ready, that was not enough. But because she wasn't ready, they got to the fields late. Shortly after, I got a phone call from Scarlett. I picked up the phone, thinking maybe she had forgotten something. Mom, we didn't have to be here until 2. Uh-oh. Immediately, I figured one of two things happened. Either one, the schedule was updated in the app, and I didn't change it in my calendars. Or two, I just got it wrong the first time and didn't even realize it. No one is over here fact-checking me, and I have a lot of balls in the damn air. Even though I realized exactly what she just said to me, my mouth still spewed out, what? Like I was confused at this idea that I could have gotten the times wrong. The game isn't until 3, Mom, Scar said with a tinge of annoyance in her voice. I pulled up the soccer app on my phone, although I knew full well that it would confirm what she was saying. I think I did it out of show, to save some face so my daughter wouldn't think I was a hot mess. Although, if the shoe fits, right? Yep, app said game time 3 o'clock. Arrival time at the fields 2. Oh, yes, you're right. To which Scar just replied with one word in a deadpan voice. Yeah. Oops, I did it again, popped in my head, but I didn't think Scar would have appreciated me singing it at that exact moment. So all I said was the same word she just gave me. Yeah. She then parrots back. Yeah. And I think that was all we needed to say at that moment, besides me apologizing. I gave no explanation for my mistake. We both knew how we got here. All I said was, I'm sorry. She sighed, resigned that this was just another tally on the list of times I will fuck up schedules this year. But hey, every story has a silver lining. Girl was finally on time, even early for something for once. Vince is always harping on me that if you're not early, you're late. Well, here you go. She was actually early. Sure, 2 hours early. And then she had to leave the fields and come back again, but it's just a minor detail. I'm just sitting over here proud that she can never again say that I always make her late. Not this day, my love. Not this day. And that's it for today, my friends. Thanks for listening to my vlog. Good luck out there and stay sane.